This month, BHF Cymru are shining a spotlight on hidden heart conditions and urging people to support the charity in any way they can. To tell me a little bit more about the campaign, I'm joined by BHF Cymru head Adam Fletcher. Adam, great to speak to you today. Thank you very much for sparing the time to talk to us. This campaign has been prompted by the findings of a survey which came out by BHF Cymru and has produced some rather interesting results, it's fair to say.
Yeah, it was quite concerning, some of the results. We were asking people how likely they think it is that people will get heart or circulatory diseases during their lifetime. And we found that people who were living in Wales severely underestimated how likely it is. In fact, only about 2% of people realised it was as common as one in two people.
Why do you think that is?
I think that there's probably a perception that this is a problem that's kind of partly been solved, or it's a problem that affects other people. Maybe people don't think it's a problem that's likely to affect them. But yeah, it's something we need to address. I mean, it is one of the main causes of death in Wales today, heart disease. And people are just not recognizing how, likely it is that people could get these conditions. And it's important that people do recognize it, because it helps us detect and to treat these conditions.
And how does this compare with other nations then, Adam?
I think across all four UK nations, people were seriously underestimating the scale and the seriousness of heart and circulatory diseases. About a fifth of people think these conditions are very, very rare. And that's something we need to address, because heart disease isn't something that's rare. And young people, need to be aware of these conditions. Heart disease is something that can affect anyone at any age. And it's really, really important that we get that message out there.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about this this campaign that you're launching this month. You're shining a spotlight on this condition. Is one of the aims to educate people better with regards to things like diet and exercise and things like that?
Yes, certainly it's important to have a healthy diet and to exercise. These are all things which can reduce your risk of heart disease later in life. But a lot of people with heart diseases which are hidden and undetected and nothing to do with people's lifestyle, they're actually, because of people's genetics, they're inherited heart conditions.
Do you think that the NHS in Wales and the Welsh Government are doing enough to educate people?
Well, we certainly need to do more, and that's why we've launched this campaign this month, which is to put a spotlight on hidden heart conditions, as we're putting it, as a patient and information support charity. We need to raise the profile of these conditions so that people recognise how severe they are.
Can I just pick up on one thing here? One of the, I suppose, most worrying parts that I've read in the survey is that 61% of people considered a cardiac arrest not to be a medical emergency. That is rather alarming, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that still don't understand the difference between a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, don't know what to do, or perhaps can't even recognise the symptoms of a cardiac arrest. So, and this is partly why the survival rates from cardiac arrests in Wales are so very low. And it's really important that people can recognise the symptoms. So that if someone's unconscious and not breathing, they're in cardiac arrest, they know to ring 999, and start CPR immediately. That's something that ourselves and other organisations continue to do a lot of work on. But yeah, it's very worrying to see low levels of awareness of cardiac arrest in Wales.
Let's just talk a little bit about the actual campaign itself. We're being invited to share stories and to collaborate with yourselves. What's been the take-up so far?
It's been great. We've been really lucky that S Club, the band, have been supporting us with this campaign. So we've had some great coverage so far, and we've got a lot going on this month, but yeah, we're encouraging people to support us in any way they can, and that might be, as you say, sharing stories. It might be by fundraising for us, or donating stock to our shops, or giving up time to volunteer. We know that different people like to support us in different ways, but what we're saying to people is there's a lot more still to do around heart disease. We need to fund more research. And we need to raise awareness of these conditions, and we need to kind of work with people and different organisations in Wales to do that. If people are interested, they can go to spotlighton.bhf.org.uk, and that lets people know how they can support us during this campaign.
And of course, this runs throughout September, but even after the month of September is over, I dare say there will be plenty of opportunities for people still to contribute and to become involved, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, British Heart Foundation's been funding research for over 60 years now, so we're going to continue to work with people in Wales to improve their health. And yeah, after this campaign, there'll be lots of other opportunities for people to work with us. But yeah, we really encourage people to get involved this month.
Adam, it's lovely chatting to you today. Thank you ever so much for sparing your time to us, and long may your good work continue.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.